Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN. No Ben Brust today, but you do have Kyle Wallace and myself, Chris Larson, on the ones and twos. And we're bringing you our very best today, as always. See, I don't mail it in like I would in Napa. Like, I am paying full price for KBN Nation. That's how much I care about KBN Nation. But speaking of not mailing it in, of giving everything he's got, we have A.J. Dillon, Green Bay Packers running back, drafted in 2020, longtime Packer, good friend of Jordan Love, joining us today. AJ, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you.
Now, before we get started, I mentioned that you went to Boston College, so you came to the Green Bay Packers, drafted in 2020, and you have really embraced the state of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin culture. So I got a question for you. If you had an old friend, maybe from Boston College, and he's coming to Wisconsin for the weekend, what are you doing with him? What are you showing with him to make sure he gets the full Wisconsin experience?
The full Wisconsin experience. I think it's only right. I'll hit you with the staples. We got to go to Lambeau Field. It's the most historic and the best stadium in all of football. You got to go to Lambeau Field. Give them a quick little tour. I do know a guy who knows a guy that could give them some VIP access to the locker room. So do that. At some point, we'll get up to Door County. But in town, we got a great food scene in Green Bay. My wife and I got the Dining with the Dillons page on Instagram, so we're always trying to show off our favorite restaurants and stuff. So I'd probably showcase some of the great food, great restaurants we have in Green Bay. And then, if there's no games going on, either the Rockers, the Phoenix, or obviously a Packer game, Blizzard, do something like that, keep everybody entertained, and shoot up to Door County on the weekend there.
AJ, Brad is a little bit jealous, and I think that's why he's asking you for advice. He's from the state of Wisconsin. He went to the University of Wisconsin, except he played his pro ball in Carolina in Jacksonville. So Wisconsin fans actually like you a little bit more than they like Brad.
It's painful, but it's true.
AJ, yeah. You did mention food, and one of the reasons we have you here today is some of the work you were doing earlier this afternoon at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, and I wanted to just kind of check in with you and see what you were doing to be involved with the community and how you have always made it such a point to make sure that everyone has access to healthy foods.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think today was a really special day for me and my family. We were able to launch the Dillon Family Foundation, and we did that at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, who we've worked closely with the last couple of years to do some amazing things for the community and help combat hunger and food insecurity. I know that we've raised like 700,000 meals in the Healthy Kids Healthy Summer campaign in the past, and some other projects we've done. And so it was a fitting thing, two things that really go hand in hand with our mission. It's empowering families and also combating hunger, and no better place for us to start and launch it than at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. So what we did today, we had volunteers from a bunch of awesome groups and great people, family and friends, and we were packaging up cereal, and we ended up in 30 minutes time, we were able to close to 400 meals for people. And it's just little simple things like that, just getting volunteers together, doing what you can. We really feel like it's great to have a hands-on approach when it comes to helping the community. Anybody can say they want to help, but going out there and actually doing it, actually being a part of trying to make that change is really important to us.
I want to ask you more about the foundation, so I'll do that in a second, but you mentioned you guys were boxing up and packaging up cereal today, so I have to ask for the official, unofficial A.J. Dillon cereal rankings. What are your top three favorite cereals?
All right. So this is going to be my first take is going to be really tough for some people, but it's Honey Bunches of Oats.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. That's my number one.
Okay.
Easily clears all the rest. After that, it's like whatever I had as a kid. And so I'll do Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which we packaged up today. And I do Lucky Charms. You can't, you know, I know not everybody likes the cereal part to hunt Lucky Charms, but, I mean, those marshmallows as a kid, you really couldn't beat them. But number one, Honey Bunches of Oats clears everything by far.
See, y'all professional athletes like Brad, Honey Bunches of Oats, like one of the healthier cereals. Most yes. people you ask that question, it's like the Reese's Puffs, the Fruit Loops, the, just the marshmallows from Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
have they have a box of just marshmallows.
No,
actually.
Do they really?
Yeah. You got to get out to like the cereal black market, but yeah.
How
I'm
is
sure
that?
Somebody just thumbs through all the marshmallows.
You just got to give the people what they want,
just
AJ.
Just eat a marshmallow. Just have a marshmallow for breakfast if that's what you're doing.
AJ, throughout your tenure with the Packers, you've been a part of a lot of teams, a lot of great teams that have seen a lot of success, and you know, the expectations going into last season were pretty low. There's a lot of unknowns and a lot of youth all throughout the team, but the narrative changed really quickly. And going into this season, boy, it seems to me that there's nothing but high expectations. So I got to know, from your viewpoint and how it's being received in the locker room, how are you guys handling the greater level of expectations that all the national and even us in the local media are having for this team in 2024?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll answer it in two parts. And I think for the first part, you know, the second you get drafted or signed or however you make your way onto the Packers as a player, coach, staff member, whatever it is, it comes with high expectations. The Packers have been a great franchise for years and obviously part of great teams and memorable Hall of Fame players. Have the, like you said, transitioning from last year coming in at this point and people having low expectations or not sure to now we're supposed to go out. The perception is Super Bowl or bust, as it always is Lambeau. That's why they call it Title Town. And you know, I think everybody's approached it really well. I think we had a fantastic OTAs. I think guys just made strides. I've been here the entire off season. We stay in Green Bay year round, and there is a handful of guys that are here as well. And the rookies are there now. The quarterbacks are there now, and I'm seeing those guys, and I've been able to talk to them while I'm getting my workouts in. As they're starting up camp, and everybody came in, everybody's been working, had a good offseason, got away enough, which is important, as you know, to take this little second before you get in this long run of the season, and hopefully takes us all the way to the second week of February. So I think we're good. I think everybody's handling it well. And the expectations, the outside noise, you're always going to get that. I'd rather them be high than them be low.
AJ, I've done enough interviews with you where you know the questions are always going to be a little off the cuff. If you had to compare your quarterback, Jordan Love, to a breakfast cereal, what breakfast cereal best describes Jordan Love?
Breakfast cereal. I'd say I'm going to go Honey Bunches of Oats, man. That's my goat. That's my guy. That's
right.
My guy.
So you're saying he's number one.
You know that. Yeah, he's number one. Well, he's actually number 10, but, you know, on the field, he's, in my heart, he's number one.
On a much more serious note, earlier you mentioned the Dillon Family Foundation, and you were able to launch that today over at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Kind of a two-part question. What does that mean to you and your family to start a foundation, and then what are some of the goals that you guys have in mind?
Yeah, I think it means so much. Like I said, it's a really special day for my wife, my family. It's something that we've talked about since I was a rookie here, and it finally brought it to fruition. We didn't want to rush into it and just be like, hey, like we got this foundation, everybody's got something, but we really wanted to make it personal. We really wanted to make it something we were passionate about, and do it with the right people that really cared about the same community, the same processes, and impacting people for the better. And I think, you know, obviously if anybody wants to learn more that's listening, you can check out DillonFamilyFoundation.org. Our website is up. We're going to be launching everything that we did today. And, you know, it's great to start to see donations and stuff go into that foundation because, like you said, we've done so much in the past couple of years in the community with nonprofits and other organizations. But now being able to raise the money to do good and do what we want to do and disperse it how we want within the community and try to make as big of an impact as we can. The goal is to, you know, keep positively impacting people and communities, our community day by day, year by year, and hopefully it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And Today was the launch. November 1st, we're going to have our first gala, the Dillon Family Foundation Gala, which more details will be to come. But we're hoping to have, you know, a lot of great people there and support. And it's going to be a really fun event, but also try to get donations to do better in the community. And it's a community that we love very much. And like I said, we spend year-round here. This is our home. And we want everybody to do good and have the resources to be empowered and to be supported, and that's what we're trying to do.
I've seen the work that you and Gabrielle do firsthand in the community. It's incredible. So everyone listening to this, make sure to support the Dillon Family Foundation. Just a couple more quick ones for you, AJ. When you were talking about doing the cereal packing today, I think you once again, a professional athlete trait, you had a stat. What was it, 400 meals packaged up in 30 minutes or something like that? Obviously a very competitive person, even food packaging, you guys make competitive. Earlier today, I heard a quote from Kenny Clark, and he said that this current Packers team is the most competitive team he's been a part of. Have you seen that kind of same competitive fire, that same competitive drive being around the guys all offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I will say this. I will give credit where it's due. I think when the Packers draft, I think we draft great guys, obviously tremendous athletes, great football players, but we have great guys. Like, the locker room is always a great group of people to be around. And, you know, also competitive guys, great and competitive. And so it doesn't matter if we have basketball hoops up in the facility, people are playing horse, people are playing every chance they get, or if it's spike ball or cornhole or whatever it is, trash can basketball, me and Jordan Love have had a trash can basketball game with the water bottle going on for like the last 3 years, and we play every week. And so it's wherever you can find an edge. And even today at the Dillon, at our foundation launch at Feeding America, we had everybody there in their Dillon Family Foundation t-shirts and everything, and we were trash talking, packing cereal from table to table. We're like, we're going faster. We got more boxes done. And I mean, like, that's the environment you want. If you have a competitive environment in a workplace, on a team, at a volunteer event, you're going to get the best results because everybody's going to be going 100%.
AJ, one more quick question. A follow-up on that one. Who wears the crown between you and Jordan on that trash can basketball game?
You know, too close to call it, honestly.
Okay.
Too close to call it. I do think I won that last one. It's an ongoing series. I definitely got that one. Jordan has beat me at, I will give him his props. We used to have a basketball hoop, like one of those, like, you have at the middle of the cul-de-sac where you're living, one of the ones you fill up with water and with a flimsy hoop. He beat me back in the day on no dribble basketball. We've yet to actually take it to a court, and for all the Packer fans who are now holding their breath, we'll make sure it's after the Super Bowl, after we're done playing with the season, and then we'll have that game.
Yeah, didn't your head coach tear his Achilles playing basketball with y'all in the locker room or at the facility?
Hey, I have no recollection.
No more basketball after Monday's training camp.
Exactly.
Starts. We're cutting them off.
Let's wait till the end of February for that. Yeah, only game's a horse. So AJ, you know, a famous teammate, a fan favorite of all of those us in the state of Wisconsin is Randall Cobb, announced his retirement today. What's your favorite memory of Randall Cobb as a teammate?
Man, I'd say, you know, obviously shout out Randall, awesome career. Somebody when I was coming up, I was, to be completely honest, growing up on the East Coast, I was never a Packer fan, but you know the big names. You play Madden as a kid, and I remember playing as Randall Cobb in the video games. And I remember when we got him, I think that was my second year, when he came back to Green Bay, and I think it was early. We weren't in an organized team activities yet, and he was kind of doing his walkthrough back, kind of being accustomed to, you know, get his helmet and everything. I saw him come around the corner, and just me and him in the hallway, and I was just so nervous. It was like one of those, I haven't got starstruck much. And him and Aaron Rodgers, when I had met them both. And I remember just Randall looking at me, and he looked at me and was like, hey, man, like, how you doing? Like, oh, like, you're a great player. I'm so happy to be back here and everything. He was just so welcoming and so nice. And, you know, that's just one of those things. Like, he's always been such a great guy and such a leader. I just that's one of the stories I remember. I remember I was like, I have no idea how he's going to approach this, and you know, he just took the time to at that time I was just like going in to be my second year. He took the time to, you know, be nice to me, ask what was going on in my life, ask me about my now wife and everything going on. And you know, over the time he was here, I felt like we got pretty close, and with him and his family, and they're great people. So I'm wishing nothing but the best for him as he goes on to his post football career and continues to be exceptional like he always is.
One time on a team plane, Steve Smith told Brad Nortman, you can sit next to me, but what, don't talk or don't look at me?
Yeah, so AJ.
It sounds like Randall was a little bit nicer to you.
You can appreciate this, AJ. Yeah. I was a rookie. I was a punter in the NFL. So, you know, you're going down a plane. The seats are 3x3, and everyone's sitting aisle window with the middles open. And I keep on walking. There's no seats open. I get finally to, like, the last row where Steve is. He's sitting in the aisle. The window's open. I was like, hey, Steve, do you mind if I go right in that seat? And he looks at me, you know, kind of eye rolls and says, you can sit in there, but you can't go to the bathroom and don't talk to me. And so I was like, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. And I walked right in there. So Steve Smith's a great guy, but that's part of the rookie hazing. That's just inevitable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the unspoken rule as a rookie. Be seen and not heard.
Exactly.
That's just how it goes. You show up, do your job, but, you know, you don't really have too much of an opinion yet. You don't even know what's coming.
AJ, we know you're just days away from the start of training camp. We're really looking forward. We'll be out there next week, Monday. You'll have to stop by and say what's up after practice. But we wanted to just make sure everyone knew one more time before we let you go where they can get involved, where they can donate to the Dillon Family Foundation. And once again, from all of us here at ESPN Wisconsin, just congratulations on continuing to make such a positive impact in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And like you said, you can – either check us out, see what we're doing at DillonFamilyFoundation.org. You can also donate there. It's a link. Also, if you know you're not really sure what you want to do, you can check out my website, which is ajdillon.com. And 100% of the donations on that page, and 100% of the proceeds from any of my merch or memberships or anything on that all goes to the foundation as well. So two avenues, whatever you're into. And if you're not wanting to donate, feel free to share the story, share what we have going on. Awareness is big, and we're just trying to do good for the entire community. So, you know, there's no price tag on support, and really just want to, you know, see everybody do well, and we're trying to do the best that we can to help the community. So thank you so much, and I appreciate your guys' time as well.
Well, thank you so much to AJ Dillon. We know that he's getting ready for training camp. So to take the time to talk to us, talk a little bit about what he's doing in the community, which I love to hear, is always exciting. And thank you to Tony Cartagena. That's the other voice you heard to fill in on that interview really quickly. But Kyle and I will be back on the other end of this segment to break down everything AJ Dillon said. Also what Kenny Clark said on the Wilde and Tausch show. A lot going on, a lot circling around Green Bay, Wisconsin. Kyle and I come back on the other side of this break to talk that and so much more on KBN.